Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels. It's Tree, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight being, I think, 8:30 East Coast time here in South Florida. And I know everybody across the U.S. has had some really, really cold, challenging weather. I think, well, maybe not in the whole U.S., but I know here on the East Coast we have, and it's in the Midwest they have. And it's just been super cold, so I'm glad to be here tonight. I actually have the heat running, believe it or not. We have a space heater because the buildings in South Florida, most of them don't have heat, like, central heating. So anyway, enough about the heat. But I wanted to bring that up because we can talk about Angus, an ascended master who helps bring twin souls and twin flames together, okay? And helps the relationship work. And when they work, there's a lot of heat there, a lot of passion, a lot of connection. And they are probably one of the most powerful relationships you can have. And I want to correct myself because I'm being told this too as well, and I should say this. Sometimes they're not romantic relationships that come together in this lifetime. I know that, a lot of times they are. And if you get your twin flame or your twin soul in a lifetime, that means that you are pretty developed, okay, and are a highly developed soul to be able to have that kind of connection. And remember the guy Casey, what is his name, Edgar Casey, I don't even remember now, but great healer, teacher, psychic, clairvoyant, just a great soul to show us all how that there is a veil between us in our higher power, that when lifted, I call God, that you can lift that veil and go directly and receive direct guidance. And you can see things that are going to happen in your life and other people's life. Well, his twin flame was his secretary. And they worked so well together. And his wife was actually his companion soulmate. So I'm going to explain the differences between the soulmates, and then we're going to go in how to work with Angus a little bit. And then before the night ends, I actually got an ebook I'm going to put on that you can download if you'd like. I'm not quite sure how to do that, but I wrote it, and I want to share it with everybody and give it to you for free for a few days. Okay, so here's the deal with the twin flame, twin soul, companion relationship, companion soulmate relationship, and the karmic soulmate relationship. So you're clear on which one you may or may not have in your life. And to reiterate something, sometimes the companion soulmates, sometimes the twin flame, twin souls can be romantic. They can be a romantic relationship, or a wife or a husband, or a significant other relationship, and sometimes they're something different. Edgar Casey, his was his secretary, and other people, they've had their moms or dads come in as twin flame, twin souls. What is a twin flame, twin soul? That is the other half of you, or the other part of you. I don't want to say other half because that would intimate we're less than, or we don't have everything together. It's just another part of you that is in a separate body than you are. I mean, we're all connected. We're all the one. That twin flame, twin soul, when you can connect, is in a most amazing relationship. It's such a connection. You've never really experienced anything like it. And as I said, it doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic relationship, but it is wonderful, and it is super powerful. So I just want to keep that in mind. Now, on the flip side, because remember, when there's a great relationship, the other side of that is not so great sometimes. You have to be ready for a twin flame, twin soul relationship. You have to be ready, spiritually ready. And there are times that people have had that relationship and they've had to come back to it years later, months later or whatever, because they just weren't ready for it at the time, okay? I've seen twins actually born to brothers or sisters or sister and brother that were actually twin flame twin souls, and they knew it. So, but they were ready for it because I think it's highly evolved souls that come back and can experience that kind of relationship. The karmic soulmates, total difference here. There is also a connection. Have you ever felt that connection to someone you don't quite understand why you want to be with that person? And as I said, it can be romantic or it can be family or it can be people you work with. But the karmic soulmates have a soul agreement to come out, come back in a lifetime to balance karma between them. My parents and I had a karmic relationship, and in a past life they were really antagonistic with me as a soul, and I was not the best with them as well. So we came back together to nurture each other. And you can change the karma soulmate to companion soulmates, and that's what I've done with my folks. They're amazing people, and I'm super close to them. I knew that I have another friend of mine and her sister, and a past life abused her. And in this lifetime, they decided to come back in the same family so that they can learn to work together, be sisters together, and love each other. Okay. I have another client. They're married. She and he were together in a past life, and there was not love between the two. It was a marriage that was made to be. So in their soul agreement, when they were planning to come back this lifetime, they agreed to come back as husband and wife, and they've working it out because it's a work in progress. And so they changed the relationship, and now they're a companion relationship. Sometimes you can change it. You know, when you work out the karma, you don't have to stay with that person. You can leave that person, okay? So just to give you a heads up about that. Then you have the companion relationship, soulmates. These are the most wonderful ones because they really, from the get-go, from the start, from day one, whenever day one starts as a child, as a baby, they're in your family or they're your best friend, these relationships are with you and you're with them. Because they're just joy and love, and they're here to help you walk a daily walk, in your lifetime, going with you through the ups and downs. Can you have issues with them? Sure you can. But for the most part, they're just easy, understanding relationships, okay? So you have to pick which one of the three you are with your family members, your friends, or people that you come into. And I'm not going to make this about relationships or which one you are, but that's to give you an idea of why we're talking about soulmate, twin soul relationships. They are the other side of you. They are maybe you can look at it as male, female. Some people say, well, he's blonde or she's blonde and I'm dark, dark-headed. Yeah, I don't know. I've heard it all. So you can look them up on the internet and see. But Angus is an ascended master. And what is an ascended master? That is someone who has walked the earth and achieved, one with all that is, knows that this ascended master like Jesus, if you believe in Jesus, which I do, Buddha, forsake everything and became one with God, okay, knows that this person is part of God and God is part of them. We say that, but these folks actually live it and attain great abilities, great skills, great gifts because they realize who they really are. So Angus, on that note, is an ascended master, and what he does is he helps with twin flame, twin soul, soulmate relationships. So the first thing that you're going, oh, I want a twin flame, twin soul relationship. When I meditated and connected with him, I saw him as blonde playing beautiful music on a harp, And he goes, well, and I kind of condense it a little bit. He goes, twin flame, twin soul relationship. You want that relationship, but make sure you're ready for that relationship. That was one of the first things that I got in the meditation. And that's what I'm getting now. And how do you prepare for that relationship, right? That can be a challenge right there. And one of the things that you do to prepare for that relationship is working on yourself and come from a place of desire rather than I don't have the right relationship. I'm looking for my twin soul relationship. So he says, make sure that you're ready for that really kind of relationship, the best possible relationship for you. Maybe it is your twin flame, twin soul, and maybe it's a companion, or maybe it's some karma that you've got to work out before you get there. You'll have to figure that out, but it is your journey. And that's one of the things that I got from him. It is your journey. So come from a place of desire and just say, hey, what kind of relationship is for my highest and best good. So you want to make sure that the karma that you have is worked out before you bring in a relationship, because if you don't work it out then, you're going to work it out later. I personally would rather work it out before I bought in a great relationship so I could really enjoy it, you know. So anyway, that, you know, it's kind of like a house when you do those fix-up houses. So they're wonderful when you see them, the potential that they have, but wouldn't it be great to walk into a great new house that is already prepared for you? So when you work out the karma, if there is karma, to work out before you get into that twin flame, twin soul, companion soulmate relationship, make sure you can do that and just ask that, working on yourself. And ask if there's anything that you need to look at within yourself to make the relationship, that Angus relationship, sweeter, enjoy it more, have more love, have more passion, all those things, okay? So that's probably the most important, rather than going out seeing if that person that you're with or going to be with is the one, okay? So that's the first thing that I got. The other is when you're working with him, and I see him as a male, I know there's others that are female, so, but this is about Angus. You would really, really want to do something consistent with working with him. So what does that look like? Meditation is good, you know, and set up a place to meditate with Angus if you're really ready for your twin flame, twin soul relationship, or the relationship for your highest and best good. And set up a place in your home, you know, or your office, wherever you usually meditate, that is significant in saying, this is where I meditate. You know, I meditate in a certain place in my home that I know this is when I sit down there that it's time for me to meditate. And so when you're meditating, Angus likes soft music and easy music. You know, something like AC/DC would not work. I'm just kidding. But something easy and soft, you know, Reiki kind of music. And you can go and get that at online at Amazon or, you know, a New Age bookstore. I know even Whole Foods now is selling, like, Reiki healing kind of music. I'm using Reiki as an example. It is not the only one. So put that on and listen in. And as I said, he plays a harp, so if you can get something with harps, not necessary, but it is wonderful, okay, then that's even better. Breathing in and out, you know, you know, take deep breaths, and then you call on and say, thank you, Angus, for helping me find or discover about myself what I need to look at and heal, the relationship for my highest and best good. And then, you know, he likes the candles, like the chakra-colored candle, which is for your top chakra, which is purple or white, whatever color you see your crown chakra to be. And then you have, he says also, I like the indigo, the third eye chakra, which it can be indigo or purple, whichever one resonates with you, okay? And the throat chakra, which is blue, cobalt blue or electric blue. And he said, I like to light them all up, you know, or light them all and say the prayer, thank you for helping me find, thank you for helping me heal, and thank you for helping me with my highest and best good. And then he said, I also like the heart chakra. When you get up, you know, you see it with the way you see it. You know, I think it's one or the other color, but maybe not for you, you know. And then all the chakras, which you would go with the self-esteem chakra, which is yellow. That is right below your rib cage. And then your creative chakra, which is right about 2 inches below your navel, and then your root chakra, which is red and right above your buttocks, okay? And he said, light those all, and he goes, and what I'd like you to do is, as you're lighting them all, just imagine that bring the energy from the lowest, you know, the lower chakras, the root, which is your sacral chakra, and also your survival chakra, bring that in thread, bring that up. It's your fight or flight. You know, you run or you hide, right? That's what we do when we get scared. Or we fight, you know, run, hide, or fight. And he said, bring that up with your orange chakra, which is 2 inches below your navel. And your third chakra, which is your self-esteem chakra, because that always takes a beating, right? You know, how many times have we got our, you know, self really hurt feelings because, you know, because of what somebody said or did or what we felt when we felt pain because of it. So that you, we walk in with that chakra taking a beating usually, I'm not saying all the time, is that but bring those three chakras, see that in your mind's eye, the energy coming up to your heart, which is love, which is pink or green, your throat chakra, which is blue, I see it as electric blue, cobalt blue, and he said bring that one to, you know, all those lower three up to those top four spiritual chakras. The lower three are the physical, the four are the four are the spiritual ones. And then he said, and then the third eye, which is, you know, I think you can connect to your higher power through your third eye or your top chakra. Most people do that. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize that. But bring that energy of those two chakras from your heart to your throat to your third eye to your top chakra, your crown chakra. And he said, when you do that, then he goes, then you are really cleaning up the inside of you. It's like giving yourself good dusting, you know, or taking a spiritual shower, you know what I mean? Because you're bathing those three chakras in love, communication, which is your throat, your third eye, which is intuition, the veil between you and God is that's where, you know, your third eye, your veil between you and God and the angels, or your top chakra, your crown chakra, which connects you to all that is as well. He said, so when you combine those that energy, those seven chakras, and he said, then, he says, then you're really, really starting on the path to come from a place of desire rather than I need that to complete me. And he goes that and realize that maybe your twin flame, twin soul is not a romantic relationship, and maybe it is. But he goes to ask for the twin flame, twin iron out the karma, you know, for the companion soulmate, and to say, what do I need to look at within myself to make this happen or to help this happen, facilitate this happening, so you get the man or woman of your dreams. Okay, but if you, there's a big but there. If you haven't looked at all, you need to look at within yourself. You're going to bring it back to a guy or a girl or a woman or man, whatever that you whatever term serves you best, that's going to help you look at that. So be open to really seeing yourself and looking at yourself really strong and really taking a good hard look at yourself before you bring that mate in, okay? That's something I got pretty strong there too as well. And I'm being asked to share this with you. Archangel Samuel also is great for working with soulmate relationships too as well. So you may want to start with him or before you move on to Angus. I don't know. Okay, so you'll have to feel that or think about it, pray and meditate about it, because Samuel is a little bit easier, I think, to work with in this regard. Because, you know, Angus works with the twin flame, twin soul. Archangel Samuel works with soulmate relationships, which incorporates all three of them, the twin flame, the twin soul, the companion soulmate, and the karmic soulmates, okay? So those are a couple things there, too, as well you want to keep in mind. And remember, ask to be shown what kind of things you need to work on within yourself. To attract the guy, girl of your dreams, all right? And how do you know it is the one for you, or this is a twin flame or twin soul? Well, one of the things that you can do is just ask. And Archangel, both of these guys will tell you. Archangel, I say both these guys, probably not the best way to say that. Archangel Samuel or our Ascended Master Angus will let you know if that is your soulmate or your twin flame. Okay, so that's a couple of things there that will help you. Does anyone have a question if they want to know if their twin flame or twin soul is, you hit one on your keypad because I see we have two callers here. So if you want to know if your person that you have in your life, if you've met him or her, or are you going to meet him and her, you can hit one. Or if you have a question about a soulmate, two, soulmate or karmic, one, I'll take your questions. And I see someone right now. Okay, good deal. Okay, a couple of them. Okay. Hold on one second, guys. All right. Hi, it's Therese.
Hi. Hi, Therese.
Is this Miss Leslie? Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Yes,
I'm going to call you anyway
is.
This week.
Hello.
You and I got to get together. I forgot something with you I was supposed to do with you, I think, on Friday, but please forgive me. I've just been a little bit under the weather.
Okay.
How are you, and what's your question?
I'm good. My question is, have I met my soulmate? Are they in my life right now?
Yes, you have. I know that there's the guy, I can't remember his name now, but I think that you guys, okay, do I think you're, have you met your twin flame? I don't believe so. Have you met a companion soulmate? Yes, you have. Do you want to meet your twin flame, twin soul? I know we all
yes.
would like to do that. Okay. So here's the deal. What I'm getting is that as you finish school, okay, because you're going to school again, right? And you told
yeah.
me that, or I just feel like, okay, that you'll probably meet that guy in school, okay, because he feels like he walks a similar path to you. The other thing is that work out there's one that you've been working with. He's a karmic soulmate. Doesesn't mean that you can't be with him if you change your mind. But ask to balance out the karma with him, okay? You understand? And you can go to Angel Coaches, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and I'm going to put a book that I wrote about, you know, about how to work with Angus, too, as well. So you can download that or however it's done. And, I'm so computer not savvy. I can talk to angels and ascended masters. But that ask to work out that karma. It is pretty important to do that because and we don't even realize it, that we're held back. Sometimes our higher self, not God, not anything, our higher self holds us back until we balance the karma so you can really enjoy that twin flame, twin soul relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. And so that's what I'm getting there for you. I hope that helps you, Miss Leslie. Give me a call tomorrow, too, and I'll make sure you get that book, okay? You know
okay.
what I mean? And do you have any other questions?
No, that's it.
All right, so are you disappointed that you're – okay, there you go. Anyway, doesn't matter what great love looks like as long as it shows up. I hear you. I'm on the same page as you, so that's cool. All right, my dear. I will talk to you soon. Give me a call tomorrow, and I'll make sure you get the book, okay? So,
okay.
All right, thanks. Now, I love her. She's a good – that one right there works with – I would say she works with older geriatric people, and I go, she has got to have patience because that's a tough crowd to work, all right? You know, work in and help. They can be. We all can do that. So, okay. 909. Hi, this is Therese.
Yes, hi. How are you? Very interesting show.
Good.
Yeah, this is a great show, and you're right. Everybody, we have to become whole within ourselves before we can experience that relationship, huh? How does one try to get in touch? How can one try to get in touch with their twin flame?
Have you got it? It feels like that you have, and it feels like that person has been in your life for a while. I don't know why I'm getting that. And here's the deal. It's like you're working on the stuff within yourself, but it's right there for you. It feels like that this person, okay, I'm going to say it like this because there's no right or wrong way here, okay? We're all evolved
sure.
and we're all having, okay. But sometimes the twin flame, twin soul has got to work, is still working on themselves, whether it's the male or the female part, okay? And
mm-hmm.
it feels like
mm-hmm.
you guys, you've got it down. You know, it's like you understand, you've expanded yourself, your thinking. It feels like your twin flame, twin soul male part is still figuring a few things out, although he's not, I'm going to assume it's a man, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. It feels like this person is almost there. And the energy is there for you guys to be together. I'm just saying that.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay, I hope so.
Anyway,
that's wonderful to be able to have your twin flame, twin soul. I tell you. It's wonderful to have that in your lifetime. I'm just telling you, amazing. So, That, you know, you've worked on yourself really hard, or not challenging. Yeah. I mean, the harder we work, we seem to learn to work smarter, and that's really what you're doing. But just say, hey, I'm ready, and whatever I can do within myself to facilitate, make it happen quicker, help me do that. I'm going to try to get this book up there on, because I've written it down a lot more, and I didn't want to do that so people can have it free, because I want to give it away for free for a few days. And so I'm going to put it on facebook.com/angelcoaches, but that's going to detail it a lot more for you. Okay. So go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. You can download it, you guys, and be able to have that and be able to really work on it, set it all up. I mean, it feels like that your person is right there for you. Okay, so I hope that helps.
Okay.
So anyway.
So just
wonderful,
be at peace with me. Thanks. Pardon me?
I said, yes, be at peace with you. And I think that's sometimes the most challenging thing to do, don't you?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And just send love out there. Just send love to him and just send love.
The person,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good
all
deal.
Right. Well,
and
thank you.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
No, thank you so much.
Anyway, thank
Hello?
You.
Hello? Thank you.
I'm here. Oh, you bet. Thank you so much.
I'll go to Facebook. Thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Yeah, all right. Give me until tomorrow to get it done, or maybe I can get it done tonight.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to figure that out. I'm going to ask Corrine to help me, though. So anyway, and by the way, excuse the grammatical errors, because you guys, I try to get that typed up really quick. So, you know, any plan today is better than a perfect one tomorrow. That's my philosophy. Jim Rohn said that.
Absolutely.
So it's all good. Okay, so the next one, I think it's hi, this is Therese.
Hi. Yeah, excellent.
How are you?
Excellent. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
My name's Therese. What's yours?
Maria.
Oh, hi, Maria. How can I help you tonight?
Yeah.
How can
Angel
help you?
Yeah, excellent show you have on. Thank you so much for the information, you know, and your knowledge. And
oh, good.
I want to thank you so much for the knowledge you share with us. I wanted to ask you that my twin flame, when are we going to see each other again? When are we going to run into each other again in this lifetime? Can you tell me a plan?
Met him before?
Excuse me?
Do you feel like you met this person before in this lifetime?
No. Mm-mm. Another lifetime. Not in this lifetime.
Okay, in another lifetime. Okay.
Yeah.
Maria, hold on one second.
Okay.
What kind of spiritual work are you doing?
Well, just praying and then meditation.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you feeling? Okay, I gotcha. I understand. I'm being told to ask you these questions. Okay. What kind of spiritual work would you like to do to help people? Okay. Thank you. What kind of spiritual work would you like to do to help people?
Anything that's positive, you know. And I think I'm a motivator. Try to bring people into the light, you know, more knowledge, understanding.
I hear you. Okay. Here's what I'm getting when you're going to meet your person, okay? And I'm thinking, okay, I can't just say this, but give me a way to ask you this. So this is what I got. As you embrace your life work, your life purpose, okay, which it sounds like you're doing, you know, being a motivational, inspirational teacher, showing people, because I don't think we heal people. I think we show them how to heal by using our abilities and then choosing that to use that to heal themselves, okay? So as you show people how to heal their life and you're healing yours, okay, and you're accepting the work, the soul agreement that you agreed to do, you're going to meet your guy, okay, or your person in that work that you're here to do, okay? Do you know what I mean? So what I'm getting from your angels and also Angus, it's like really embrace that, finding your soul's path, and doing it right away, okay? So sometimes it means sitting there and doing a meditation class by sitting and taking the class, and sometimes it's about getting two or three of your friends together and doing a meditation with them and showing them how to meditate. Do you see what I'm saying? It's time for you now to really embrace yourself and embrace that beautiful part of your soul, your higher self, to become the teacher and the light worker that you are. And as much passion as you said, I want to meet my twin flame in this lifetime, because you've seen this person or this soul, I'm sure, in meditation, it feels like. And as you embrace that part of yourself, where you're not only being the audience, because but you're also being the speaker and the audience is listening to you, you do both, then you're going to meet that guy or that person quicker, okay, that soul quicker, okay, in this lifetime, all right? But the way you guys agreed in your soul agreement is for you guys to meet when you're out there doing the work and you meet this person because they're doing the work as well. Does that make sense to you? Okay. Okay, so instead of looking for this person or this soul, embrace your work, okay? Do you understand? It doesn't mean that you have to do it full time. And I know this is not something that you want to hear, okay? Because it's like, I just want the love. I get it, all right? You know what I mean? We all want love and passion. But this is super important to do, okay? And I'm being so strong with you now because they're telling me to be strong with you. Is that you say, okay, I'm here, what am I here to do? I'm here to motivate, inspire people. How do I do that? Because when I'm doing that, I'm going to feel great with myself. I'm going to be at peace with myself, I think is what the young lady from California said. And then I'm also going to meet the guy or the person, my twin flame, because this person's going to be walking this path with me, okay? So... And you're going to have it, okay? All you got to do is just do a little bit of an adjustment, okay? And it doesn't mean that you don't have to go out and do things, that show me how I can get on my path and teach meditation, inspire people, whatever you want, whatever your thing is. Put that intention out there and then work with anguish. Go download my book on facebook.com/angelcoaches. And then you're going to learn how to do that with Angus helping you and walking that path with you. Okay, Maria? Does that make sense?
Yes. And I am already embracing my life purpose. I've been doing that for a while now. And, you know, through my business, things like that. So I just feel like he's close.
Good deal.
You know, I just feel like, yeah, he's close, yeah. He's close.
Yeah, and then you're going to meet this person when you're doing that, okay? So, and I know that you're doing your work, okay, because that's what I was told. That's the reason why I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, sometimes I'll say that and people are like, what? I just want to be a bank teller and meet the guy or the girl, you know, so.
Maybe it's through my work. Yeah, my work. It's not a spiritual work.
No, I'm not telling you maybe. That's what I got, okay, and I got it really strong, okay?
It's wonderful to
work with a light worker like yourself. I appreciate it so very much. But as you continue to do that work, download the book I'm going to put there tomorrow. By the way, anybody that downloads it, like the page, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and you're going to get the prayer, the mantra, everything that I repeated tonight and more in that book, okay? And it's not a long one. And excuse the grammatical errors, you guys. I promise you, I apologize, but I wrote it really fast, and so I wanted to get it out there. And if it doesn't have grammar errors, great. But if it does, you just know if any plan today is better than a perfect one tomorrow. And that book is for you, Maria, and it's not long. It's only a few pages, like 5 or 6 pages maybe, okay? So you can go through it, and it's got real life stuff you guys can use. All right? When you meet this person, then you bring them back on. You want to come to the wedding. We all give great wedding presents, and I love wedding cake, okay?
Definitely. It was such a pleasure talking to you. My goodness, such a pleasure. Thank you.
You too, sweetheart.
Yeah, God bless you.
Okay, thank you so much. And you too, sweetheart. Take care.
Okay
guys. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, we covered a lot of stuff here tonight, and I tried to give you as much as I possibly could without boring the pants off everybody or the socks off everybody. So Facebook.com/angelcoaches. I'm going to load that up. I don't know how to do it, but Corrine, I know you do, and I hope you'll help me. And I'm volunteering. She's on the call. And you can work with your twin flame, twin soul. Please remember, this is super important, doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be a romantic relationship. You in your heart, you will know. Okay, so, and you can work with Angus with it as well. Also, Archangel Chamuel can be a little bit easier to work with soulmates, okay, because he works with all three, you know. Okay, so you've got, we'll get that out to you, and I appreciate you guys very much. I'm going to leave that on there, by the way, for a couple of days so you can download it for free or get it for free or something. In a worst-case scenario, I will email it to you. So anyway, so that being that, I'm going to move on because we're going to close the show in just a second. A couple of announcements to make. On Thursday night is the next show. It's a Mind, Body, Spirit show on Thursday. You know, I usually have people that have overcome obstacles. I know we had a couple of weeks ago, we had a gentleman that has great music, and he also writes and sings great music. He and his wife are on and overcoming cancer and their journey with that. Hopefully we can have him on again. And his daughter was on talking and seeing angels and ascended masters, and as a medium, she's going to be a new angel coach. We also have, on this Thursday, we've got a great story of a young lady who is a personal friend of mine. I met her probably about almost close to a year ago. And she lost like over 100 pounds. And what she does, what she did, and the mindset, because I'm going to tell you something right now, losing weight is wonderful, but having the mindset and the lifestyle to keep it off and enjoy it and be able to live a great life and not try to get skinny for a wedding or for a girl or a guy, but having the mindset to be healthy, she can talk about that. And you guys, she's a normal person like all of us. And she lost weight and getting herself healthy and doing it the right way. And she'll talk about her journey as she's been going through it. And she's amazing. She's just like got so many curves now. I swear I'm almost jealous, and she's beautiful. But aren't we all? And sometimes when we lose the weight and we work on our spirit and our mind and our body all together, you have such a transformation. So that she'll be on, and so I'm excited about that too as well. And you guys, we've got that on Thursday. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio, Angel Coaches, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, because they send out a lot of neat things, Blog Talk does, and then Angel Coaches, you'll be the first to find out about things, but follow us on that, and then they send you other shows too as well that are amazing. I'll listen to them myself. And we have got a new face coming here on Angel Coaches. We're working on it as we speak. So if you guys listen in, because I have new angel coaches that are speaking personal empowerment, motivation, teaching. I've got one that is going to teach about angel cards, overcoming obstacles, and a lot of different subjects on here. I've got an angel coach. She's coming on. She's going to show you how to use a pendulum, and she's going to teach a class for children, how children can use pendulums. She works with children and kids, and so amazing. She taught her own children, and the neighborhood kids and other kids are coming to her now, and she's going to talk about how to see angels, how to connect with them, and how to use that pendulum for your child and your kids together. So I'm pretty excited about that. She's an amazing soul. And we've got, Allison and I, we talked about the mind-body-spirit. So she's a new angel coach too as well, works with children and families. And so we're running a marathon. I think we're running it in Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. So if you guys want to run with us, we're getting ready for that too in the next 2 months. We're training. But we'd love to have you guys run with us, and we could all get together and have a great time. So that being that, one more show, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. Sunday we have a relationship show. We have some controversial subjects on there, and we also have some subjects that make you think, and we also have some fun subjects, okay? So you get a little bit of everything. But it's about, Di and I do that show together, and sometimes I do it with Allison or other people. I love that show on Sunday. Well, I love them all, but Sunday is really about our book. I mean, there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me. It's all about the law of attraction and how to make it work in your own life, okay? And especially, you know, Valentine's is coming up in a few weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, I don't even know now. And so, you know, you want the love of your life, or you want to get your have a better relationship with your significant other already, then you know what? Listen to these shows. The one on Sunday is wonderful, but I'm going to promise you one thing. And Di is a perfect example of this. She wrote what she wanted down about a year ago. I'll never forget last Christmas. And she's got the man of her dreams right now, and she met him probably 6 or 7 months ago. And she goes, I read that every night. I meditated and prayed with Angus and you know, the Ascended Master. And she goes, I feel I met my twin flame, twin soul. And she goes, I had to, you know, kiss a lot of toes to get the handsome prince. But we really talk about that on the show and things that, you know, that people go through, including herself, because she's got a great guy. And by the way, they're getting ready to go to Belize. He gave her a Belize trip for Christmas. And it's not about the Belize trip, but what it is about is that meeting that great person. Di goes, I just love him. And she goes, I've never experienced anything like this. But last year for Christmas, she was like a lot of us are, and she didn't have that man and really was looking for him. But she buckled down and looked at herself and said, I worked with Angus. I meditated. I prayed like you've heard all these people on the show tonight. And she goes, and I got the guy of my dreams, and what a guy he is. He's hot, sexy, good-looking. She's hot, sexy, and beautiful. And most of all, they work together, pray together, and meditate together. Don't get much sweeter than that. So we have that show on Sunday coming up on relationships. Don't want to miss it. And get our book. You mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me, and that's on our website, angelcoaches.org. You can also get it at Amazon, and then you can talk to us both on Sunday. So you guys have a wonderful night. Take care. Namaste, and have a great meal. Bye, everybody.